Hi, welcome to Paws Up, an advice podcast by one pet parent for another, with the goal to help you and your furry friend navigate towards a happy and healthy future. So, let's jump right on in. Hey everybody, it's Alexis, your resident dog mom, and today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about why you should and how you can help out your local animal shelter. So to start off, even if you didn't get your dog or cat from an animal shelter, let me tell you why it's a good idea to help out your local one anyways. If for whatever reason your dog or cat gets lost, the animal shelter is probably where they're going to end up. So even if you don't necessarily plan to have interactions with them, you're eventually going to anyways. And that's just like the bare minimum of why you should help. But in general, if you care about animals as living creatures and you want them to have the best outcomes in life, your local animal shelter is the place where they're trying to make that happen. You see, working with animal welfare has a lot of ups and downs, and part of the downs is that shelters are usually underfunded or funded mostly by fundraisers or volunteers, donations, things like that. So they often don't have enough money to operate at the capacity that they wish they could. Even if shelters try to keep up very effective intake diversion programs, which are programs put in place to keep animals out of the shelter and find homes in a different sense so that the shelter doesn't go over capacity too much and then is unable to help as many pets as possible. Even if they have those effective programs, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily in the clear and able to take care of all of the animals that they have with just the materials they already possess. So how can you help? First of all, you can help by fostering. I know fostering isn't always an option for everybody, whether your housing has restrictions on how many animals are allowed, or if your housing in general doesn't let you keep dogs or cats that aren't your own at your house, to feeling like you don't have the space that's safe enough. Like if your dog doesn't like other dogs, it wouldn't be a smart idea to foster a dog. Or if you know that your dog is very aggressive towards cats, it wouldn't be a great idea to foster a cat unless you were sure that you have space for them where they could be isolated and still get the attention from you without the fear or threat of your other animals. A lot of people say that they don't foster because of the money. Like, people don't want to take on extra animals and put in their resources, but a lot of shelters actually have foster programs that supply you whatever is necessary for you to take care of that animal. For example, our local animal shelter, Southern Pines, if you foster, they will give you everything you need from pens to food. They allow you to come back regularly to replenish supplies if you run out. And they're very good at making sure that you have everything you need, even if it's something like training. Like if you feel like you're not really ready to take care of a kitten because you've never bottle fed before, they will set you down and teach you and go through it. So they're trying their best to help you help them and feel confident so that you can be a part of like saving animals' lives, which is really, really rewarding to know that you really played a part in an animal's story and helped them find like the place that they are going to be comfortable at for the rest of their lives. Other ways to help the shelter, going back to the diversion programs that shelters usually have. So these programs are usually deal with things like surrendering. Like before you surrender a pet, what are your other options and how is the shelter going to help you effectively work around them and find the right fit for you without entering your pet into the shelter? During times like early spring and kitten season, whenever all of these litters of kittens are being born and shelters are obviously flooded with the new intake of kittens, it's important to be updated on like information on when your shelter wants you to bring them in. So usually it's if you know that the kitten's mother is deceased or you haven't seen the mother return to the kittens in more than 24 hours. Those are times where shelters usually tell you to bring them in. But they don't want you to just bring in kittens because you see them walking around, especially if they have their mother. Because yes, even though they do have programs where they usually will trap, fix, and release the feral cats, they would like to wait until like the peak kitten season is over, just so that they have space, because the more that the shelter is filled, the less they're able to help out those in the community. So kind of just be aware, you know, it would help to just be aware of what kind of programs your shelter has in place. Call them and ask for information and they'll be more than happy to tell you. Ask them what they need, whether that be supplies or just man hours. I know one volunteer task that a lot of people overlook, but it's super easy. Anybody can do it and you don't even have to necessarily interact with animals if you don't want to, or you're worried about like getting your animal sick or whatever. It's just they need people to like clean their blankets and stuff, like get laundry and do that for them and bring it back. Simplest thing that you can do. It's so easy. And at the end of the day, you really are playing an important role in helping change animals' lives. And I really don't know what could be better than that. Like always, thank you guys so much for listening. And now let's have Gigi sign us out. Thank you.